Hello and welcome to episode 27 of Tibble Nibbles. Last week I went to go to a place called Bar Torzino, which I hadn't heard of but was suggested by a friend of mine. And so we went over there. It's about a 10-minute walk away from London Bridge Station, down underneath the arches. And so it's a traditional Spanish tapas place where you can have hot and cold tapas, cheese, meat, and some very good sherry. It's a very small place. It's probably about 3 or 4 tables inside and a sort of a longish L-shaped bar that you can sit at. So we went to sit at the bar and we got down to ordering. So we ordered a couple of things to start and then a few more bits and a few more bits. So we started off with morcilla achorizada, so which is dry cured Iberic and blood sausage. So I'd had morcilla in other tapas places and it would always come hot, so looking much more like a black pudding. This came from the charcuterie plates option, and so it came out looking much more like a very dark salami or something like that. It was very nice. It was very much a chorizo flavour, sort of quite paprika-y, with that rich meatiness that you get from any kind of black pudding. So that was very nice. We also had the torta del casar, which is strong, gooey sheep's cheese baked. It allegedly serves 4, but we managed to polish it off between 2 of us. This actually came semi-melted, and my companion, who is Spanish, expressed a little bit of surprise. Normally when she has it, it's just gooey by itself. But she did ask, and apparently because the weather here is a bit colder than it is in Spain, it needs a little bit of help to make it gooey. So we had that. After we had that, we had pulpo al ajillo, which is octopus cooked in garlic and chili oil, which was really lovely. I have had good octopus twice in a row now for places that I've been. Before I've had it, it's been, you know, fairly solid. But this was really nice, really soft and very tasty. And then I think the star of what we had arroz negro con alioli, which is rice cooked in squid ink sauce served with alioli. So garlic and oil. And that was really nice. It also had little bits of squid in that as well. And then the last thing we had, migas con huevo frito, which is breadcrumbs fried with chorizo and pancetta topped with a fried egg. Now the breadcrumbs weren't really breadcrumbs at this point, it was more like croutons, very very small croutons, but then I think that was probably the weakest thing of all the things that we had. We also had sherry while we were going along, and we had the very old Oloroso Jose Soto, and that was £6 a glass. That was very nice. But I think better was Palo Cortado Monteagudo Delgado Zuleta, which was also £6. And that was very nice as well. A sort of sherry that I don't think I'd had before. And then my companion also had Pedro Jimenez, which again was £6 per glass. But I thought that was, I find Pedro Jimenez a little bit sweet and datey for my taste, unless I'm having it with dessert. So by the time we ate all that, we were pretty full. All in all, I thought it was really good. So I really liked the atmosphere in here. The music was good. It was just loud enough to be able to hear it, but not so loud that it was overtaking all your conversations. It was really busy when we were in there. There were never more than 1 or 2 stalls free while we were there. The service was quick and really efficient. All the food that came was super hot and obviously cooked fresh. So that was really good. So quite a quick review here of this place. Certainly worth a visit. I'm not sure that I would make a special trip all the way down there to go again from Camden, but certainly if I'm in the area and I fancied some tapas, I would definitely drop in again. Thank you very much for listening to this review. If you have any comments, queries or questions, please feel free to get in contact with me. You can reach me on my email, tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can tweet me @tibblenibbles. If you have any suggestions of places that I should be visiting that you think are worthwhile having me review, or you can go to the website www.tibblenibbles.com. I'm also on Facebook, and you should be able to find this podcast on Acast and iTunes. If you do, please rate and review, and if you do see me on Facebook, please give me a like and please share any of the posts that I make. That'd be fantastic. So thank you very much for your time listening, and I shall speak to you next time, where I shall be going to the soft launch at Foxlow.